produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hold up the line. Hold up the line. Hold up the lines. Oh, ye heaven-bound soldiers. Hold up the line.
Everybody.
Hold up the line. Let your light shine round the world.
Good morning, good morning. Good morning to all you beloved divine ones of the divine. You are divine and you are one of a kind and you are divine. You are whole and you are holy. You are W-H-O-L-E and you are H-O-L-Y. Guess what? You have just landed in love. You were made in love, by love, for love, to be loved. Let me repeat that. We were all of us, no matter what race, color, or creed, no matter where you live on this globe, you were made in love. We all were made in love, by love, for love, to be loved. My name is Imarja Jubilee, and I am an author, inspirational speaker, TV host, creative consultant, and a life coach. And I am your host for Love, Light, and Positivity. And we welcome all of you all over the globe to our show today. We welcome you as being a part of all humanity. We welcome you. We welcome you to this day, to this glorious brand new day. And we are delighted to be here with you today. And most of all, we're grateful. And you know what we're grateful for? We're grateful to be alive. We're grateful to be alive today. It's a good day to be alive. No matter where you are, no matter where you're listening from, it's a great day to be alive. In these times of uncertainty, in this time of pandemic and everything else that's going on, it's a great day to be alive. And I get excited about being alive when I can wake up every morning and I think about the two gifts that I've been given, my eyes to see, my mouth to speak, and I say, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. I have an ear that I can hear, and I ask the divine to let me hear with the ear behind the ear, not from my ego, but the ear behind the ear. And you know what else? God breathed into us. God breathed into all of humanity, and we became living souls. We became living souls. And the breath that I'm breathing, the breath that is given to me is also given to you. Breath is a gift. Breath is life. So let us take a breath together. Most precious breath. Let's breathe in the coolness, breathing in, and exhale out. Let's do it again. Breathing in and breathing out. And you know what has just transpired? We have been given life by that breath. And with all the things that have gone on over the past week and over the past month, we have to realize the importance of a breath. We had a fellow human being's breath taken away from him. There was no mercy. There was no mercy. And when civilization has lost mercy, God gives us mercy. He was not given, Mr. Floyd was not given mercy. But we are here and we can breathe. So it's a gift. It's a gift to be alive. Let us breathe one more time together. And breathing out, we say thank you, God. Always we say thank you for the breath. And that breath that we've been given is cool and it's life-giving. Make sure you say thank you at the end of every breath that you have. Because breath is life. And life, like I always say, is meant to be lived in full expression. That means you have to express the divine in all your thoughts, your manners, and your behaviors with a smile, with a hug, always showing love. Breath is very, very important. And we know that because we are breathing, that we are worthy, and that we are enough, because God has already made us enough. We can let go of all of the programming because we've been domesticated in how we ought to be and how we ought to receive. I'm here to tell you today, when you connect with Jesus the Christ in your heart and let it pour out, everything else is taken care of. You're given the breath and we are alive. And we're going to say, and so it is on that part. And we're going to breathe in again and breathe out. Now, I would like to thank Josie of Josie's Inspirational Network and Kayla Pageant, who is CEO of Finding My Way Radio, for the opportunity to be a part of this network. And for me having this platform, it truly is a gift. And it truly has enhanced my life and enlarged my territory to be able to spread love, light, and positivity. That's the name of the show, Love, Light, and Positivity. And what I'm feeling is that I'm on purpose. You know why I feel like I'm on purpose? Because I feel like I have been ordained by the one, by the big G, by God, to do exactly what I'm doing today. And that is to spread the word in a positive way, to be a part of the solution and not the problem. So this is why I'm here today, to be a part of the solution. And I invite you into this space. I invite you into this place. I invite you to have heart coherence with me today as we move through this program. And, you know, my heart is heavy today. And I've been praying and contemplating and concentrating on solutions, on what is the solution to this, these times of uncertainty and times of chaos that we're going through. A lot of unrest all over the globe, everywhere. But we know who sits high and who looks low. We know that who's in charge, and we have to remember that. And one of the things that has come to me through my time of prayer and meditation and sitting in the woods, because I love to sit in the woods in Mother Nature, because I feel hugged by God. In the midst of nature, I am hugged by God. And what happens is, the word that came up for me one day was coexist. Coexist. Y'all hear what I say? Coexist. I do believe that coexistence is very, very important. I do believe that we were meant to coexist. I'm going to say that again. We were meant to coexist. We were meant to coexist with the cardinals, the sparrows, the eagles, and even the mighty condor that flies through the sky. In fact, we were meant to coexist with every kind of bird that flies across the Big G's ever-expanding blue skies. We were meant to coexist. Y'all remember that song? It was a song, I'm going to put my own little version in here. I love it when we coexist. I love it when we are coexisting. I love it when we coexist. We were meant to coexist with the ants that crawl on the ground and the bees. Even though the bees can sting you, you know, the bees give you sweetness. They make honey. We're still meant to coexist even with the bees. We're even meant to coexist with something as small as a flea. Okay? I know when I was growing up, I was taught to swat a fly, step on an ant, kill a worm that crawl. That's what I was taught. But when I think about it now in a broader perspective, we were meant to coexist. Because all those things were created by the divine. We were meant to coexist with all races. No, red, black, brown, yellow, and white. Because we all were created by God. We all, if I cut you, you're going to bleed red. I'm going to bleed red. Because that means that we're all the same. It's just that some of us have a little bit more melanin in our skin than others. I'm here to tell you we were meant to coexist. We were meant to not just tolerate. We were not meant to separate. We were not meant to segregate. We are meant to coexist. We were meant to treat our brothers with love and respect, no matter what their color. We are meant to coexist in these earthly body temples that we got with all of humanity. And I'm here to tell you, we can. We can coexist. We have to have a change of mind. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. When you transform your mind, because you become your thoughts, you manifest from inside of what you're thinking in your mind. So what you dwell on becomes outwardly in the world. So I'm here to tell you, we were meant to coexist, and we were meant to coexist in love. We were meant to coexist in love for all humanity. We were meant to coexist no matter where we sit or how we be. We were meant to coexist. So we're going to breathe in on that and breathe out. Breathing in and breathing out. And as we further now move along with our show, I have a very special guest with me today. I have someone who I feel has a voice that needs to be heard. I have someone with me today who is, he's a Christ life coach. He's a minister. He's a youth advocate, and he's a writer. And he also has a beautiful wife, and he has a family of 9 kids. We want to welcome Everett Gilliam to our show. Welcome, Everett.
Yes. Hi. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I pray and hope that everyone is doing well, and I'm honored today to be here as a host,
as a guest. Yes. Yes, it's so wonderful, and I thank you for consenting to be a part of the show today, because I feel like with what has been happening in the world today, all the chaos is happening to black males, and I wanted someone on my show that has a voice that has that is a person of color, that is a black African, African American, however you want to put it. And you were the perfect person to come there because I like what you are about. I like what you say and how you say it. Now, you heard me talk in my monologue about coexist. Coexist. Now, do you feel the way that the divine has created us, that it's possible for us to coexist? And if so, why?
I truly believe that it is possible for us to coexist. And possible is a small word to the meaning of it, because we were meant to coexist. So to make a possibility of it, it will be just based on our choices. And I think that's where we actually fall short today, is that we don't make the proper choices. And if we go back to the beginning in the book of Genesis, where it all began, life all began, we were given the opportunity to make a choice, but we made the wrong choice. So making the right choice will open up greater possibilities for us to coexist.
I love that word, possibilities. Possibilities, because that says it can go on and on. It's infinite. Infinite. So there's never one way we can do this. There's many possibilities, just like race. And I go back to race. And I go back to personality. And I go back to persons and how they express themselves. Everybody has possibilities to manifest in the way that God guides them to do it.
That's right.
And then out of that comes the coexistence, that thread that brings us all together. And we are not meant to criticize how our brother does it. And if we can't say something good like we were talking earlier, don't say it.
That's right.
So we were meant to coexist.
Yes, yes.
And so have you found it hard as an African-American male to be a part of the overall structure of the way we live globally and individually in your community where you are?
I have, because it's so rare of people choosing the possibilities to live a positive life.
Okay.
Because of the pressure, because of the nature of the negative that surrounds us, it's so glorified that I find it kind of difficult to fit into that, because those are the challenges for what we should be living as a positive life.
As a positive
to coexist.
To coexist, yes.
People find it easy to coexist in negativity.
Oh, you, amen to that,
But it's so difficult for them to gravitate to want to just be righteous and do what's right. You know, when you tell somebody to live right, or we tell somebody to think positive, they make it feel like this is something that's so hard. But when we turn on the television, we turn on the radio, we hear all the negative. We hear all the things that degraded us to live and coexist together. We hear all the division, and it's like, as a people, we gravitate to that, and we uphold that. We give energy into that.
We give energy to it. That's where Christ, that's where Christ consciousness comes in.
Yes.
And I know you're a Christ life coach.
Yes.
When people ask from their Christed state, it's not a problem.
Right.
Because be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Exactly.
As we talked about earlier. Thank you for that, Everett. Now, I want to know from you, do you believe in mistakes?
I truly do.
And so what is the best mistake that you've ever made?
The best mistake that I ever made, and I had to think about that.
Okay.
You know, really hard, because I made so many mistakes in my years of growing. But the best mistake that I could say that I've made was to spread myself.
Okay.
To
now tell us what that means there, because I'm
spreading myself is I have 9 children.
Okay.
And they're all not by the same woman.
Okay.
But those mistakes that I had made in spreading myself to those 4 different women, it was a best mistake, because I got a better part out of it, a better part of me. I had beautiful children by these individuals.
Okay. I've never heard it explained. Man, you on the page today.
See, because some people will regret.
Okay.
That, oh, man, you know, if I could turn everything around, I would just have all my children by one person. But, you know, life is a matter of stages in life. You know,
it is, isn't it?
Who I am today, I wasn't that individual back then. But even though I made those mistakes back then, I'm able to live without regret, because I now have something that's a better part of me. I have an extension of myself, which is my beautiful children by those individuals. So although we're not together now, it was, you know, a beautiful mistake to me.
Yeah,
beautiful. because I got something out of it, and she got something out of it.
And what I hear you saying, life is progressive.
Yes.
It's progressive. It's a process. Mm-hmm. And we just don't grow up because we've been domesticated, mm-hmm. thinking these things that we were doing was okay. That's what our parents did the best they could with what they had and teaching us how to do. I know I can talk about, look, when someone asked me about, as you in my book, couldn't keep it to myself, it's 22 poems about how my name got changed, or because I was marrying, thinking the names were going to make me whole. But I don't regret it. I have no regret about having had four marriages.
Right.
Because what I learned from that, that didn't work.
Right.
And it took that. So that's the best mistake that I ever made, right? You talk about mistakes. And there really are no mistakes.
No.
There really are
It's learning in all of them.
It's learning in all of that. So let's move it on. What do you feel is the purpose of your life at this time? Where are you in that process?
The purpose of my life is to actually express as well as encourage and implement the purpose of why we were born.
Why we were created.
And how and who we were created from. And to get back to that original, which I call an organic lifestyle.
Organic. I love that word, organic.
Yes.
Yes.
Because, see, we have been domesticated.
Yeah, we've been domesticated.
We have been diluted and tainted with.
Yes.
We have been hijacked.
Yes. Hijacked.
And so what
That's
we
a
have
great
to
word.
Do is now we have to pull off all the rubbish, dig away in the rocky soil, and find that diamond that's in us.
Yes.
The diamond that we were really created to be from our creator.
Yes.
And get back to how we were created. So that's my purpose, is to show people, as I say in my ministry, imitate God on purpose eternally.
Say that again so order to hear.
Imitate God on purpose eternally. Agape.
Agape.
It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle. Yes. It is. That's so beautiful. That is, 'cause I... Also, we coincide because I started getting back to your first nature. When we came into this world, we came into it pure. And from the first time that there was a slap on our butt as a baby, we began the indoctrination. So from age 1 to 7, going to school in this educational system way it's set up in America, and then you go ahead on, you're going into middle school, everything is programmed out of you.
Yes.
That divine, it's all covered up.
Right.
So when we become adults, like what I hear you saying is, you help people to realize that first nature, that first nature. So tell me, if you could change, if God said, Everett, I'm going to give you this wand, all right? And in this wand, you have the power to change 3 things in this world. What would you change, Everett?
I would first start with changing the evil that exists in this world.
Okay.
Because, well, let me say this, not precisely change the evil that exists, but minimize it. Because the evil exists is the balance that we all were created to be in. There's good and there's evil. It's two forces.
Okay.
So through the evil that we have and see around us, we learn. We learn what not is.
That we learn in there.
Right.
Right.
And so I would change that. I would change the level or the measurement of that evil. I would definitely change the food supply.
Okay.
Because what we consume, as the word of God tells us, you are what you eat.
You are what you eat.
So if we are consuming in this temple that the Most High God dwells in, if we're consuming the wrong things, then that means that we're depleting our health and we're depleting the greatest wealth that we have, which is ourself.
Yes.
Which everything comes from.
Yes, yes.
And the third thing, and a little bit of humor,
okay,
is I would change my height. I would change my height.
Y'all
because
heard,
I'm a big man and a little body.
But you know what? From what I know of you, you know, what I know of you, you do not personify that. Okay? Yeah. That's not the energy that you bring.
No.
Because good thing come in small packages, okay? For lack of a better word, you know?
Indeed.
Because you have this energy. It's all about the energy that you bring. And when you're in love and positivity, and when you have a Christ heart, you project the Christ light and the Christ like being. Because that has a light. Because Christ was the light of the world.
Right.
And that's what, that I've never, you know, meeting you, I didn't get that.
Yes.
I didn't, I didn't see it and I didn't feel it.
Right.
And I'm good at picking up on vibrations and things like that. So y'all heard that he had to add a little bit of humor in there.
Yes.
So tell, in what words of wisdom would you like to leave with the community, at my listening community and the radio audience, how they can bring their life to another level during these times of uncertainty?
Again, in the Holy Scriptures, it talks about seeking ye first the kingdom of God.
Okay.
And I always like to make words stand out and give meaning and life to these words, because the word is life. Christ said that I am the truth, the way,
and the life. Yes.
And he is that word.
Uh-huh.
And so when we talk about words, I would say that the word of beginning to manifest is to learn to know who you are.
Uh-huh.
Learn to have a zeal to rediscovering who you are.
Rediscovering who you are.
Seek that kingdom.
Okay.
When we talk about seeking the kingdom, we know that the mind and the head that rests upon our shoulders is where a kingdom could reside. Because I say it's a king and it's a dome.
Okay, dome, okay.
So the mind, the head, is a dome where the king reigns.
Okay.
So when we begin to have that mind in us that was also in the Messiah, we begin to allow him to rest on the kingdom and be seated there.
Okay.
And when he's seated there, he's a part of us and we are part of him. So then now I've sought the kingdom of God and I've become my organic self again.
You've become your Christ-like.
I've been born again.
You're born again? Be you transformed?
I've been re-transformed by the renewing
of my mind. Yes, yes.
I've been reconciled back to the Father in whom I am now a citizen in.
A citizen in.
So I would tell people to definitely be eager to unlearn the rubbish that you've been trained.
Yeah, that programming.
And be reprogrammed by the renewing of your mind
and through
to
Christ
become who Christ and God created you to be when he first breathed the Ruach, the Holy Spirit, in you when you were yet in heaven before you yet became on your earth.
I think that that's wonderful.
That's coexistent.
That's coexistent
with the Father,
with
the
Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit. Gotta have three.
Yes.
So how can people get in touch with you?
Most of the time, you can reach me on my Facebook by inboxing me. I have an email account, which is Agape Living. Agape Living is IGOPELIVING at gmail.com.
Okay.
If you would like to, feel free to give me a call. I'm open for calls.
Okay.
If you're in need of understanding and wanting to know
what's your phone number?
Development.
Yeah. What's my
phone number is 804-479-2474.
Say it again.
804-479-2474.
Well, we want to thank you, Everett, for being on our show today. We have to have you back again because Everett is very talented with music and spoken word. And we're going to see if we bring y'all a show with just spoken word along with his wife. That's going to be our goal to do that.
Yes.
And what we want you to remember today is this. We were meant to coexist. And we were meant to coexist in love. We were meant to accept and believe in that everything that God put breath in, everything that moves, that crawls, that flies, we were meant to coexist. And most of all, we were meant to coexist in love. Thank you for joining us today here on Love, Light, and Positivity. And we'll see you next time. And remember that you were made in love, by love, for love, to be love.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.